This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A beachfront condo tower collapsed in the Miami area town of Surfside this morning. Miami-Dade police say one person is dead. Firefighters were seen pulling survivors from the debris. Michael Ruiz lives nearby. He told WPGL TV Local 10 in Miami he's never seen so many first responders.
I'm hearing all about, I would say about 50 ambulances and fire trucks and fire rescues just driving by.
Our Mike Hempen with what we know at the moment.
The Miami Herald reports it's a 12-story condo tower on the ocean. It was built in 1981 with more than 100 units. Sergeant Marion Cruz says the entire backside of the building collapsed. It's not known what caused the collapse. There are piles of rubble and debris just outside the building.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says the COVID emergency fight is over in New York. The state will lift more COVID-19 restrictions later this week, though New Yorkers will still have to wear masks on public transit and in hospitals, among other places. President Biden travels to North Carolina today as he encourages Americans to get the COVID shot. Yesterday, the president told us what he plans to do to beat back the rising tide of violent crime in the nation. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
The president and attorney general announced steps to reduce gun violence, which has spiked after an initial drop when the pandemic began. They're working to deter illegal gun trafficking, which affects large cities, and will crack down on gun dealers who sell to people who shouldn't have a gun.
Zero tolerance. If you willfully sell a gun to someone who's prohibited from possessing it, if you willfully fail to run a background check.
President Biden is also urging communities to use federal grants to bolster anti-violence and intervention programs.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta has the latest on Britney Spears.
Singer Britney Spears has asked a judge in Los Angeles to end a court conservatorship that has overseen her personal and financial affairs for 13 years. Britney Spears once said the conservatorship likely saved her career, but now she considers it abusive. Spears gave a long, emotional, and sometimes profane speech by phone during a court hearing in Los Angeles. She says the setup is so restrictive that her conservators will not allow her to marry her boyfriend and have a baby. Spears' father played a major role as conservator, but she has pushed to have him removed. The conservatorship was put in place after Spears had public mental health struggles in 2008. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Listen to this. Astronomers have calculated that more than 1,700 stars and planets can see the Earth, if there's anybody up there to see us. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.